Well, and I'm assuming because of all the AI developments and things like that, it's in some ways probably helping the consumer, but it means that us as providers have to be a lot more savvy, right?
Yeah.
100%. And I think as it continues to develop too, we'll see that the consumer be more comfortable using AI and some of those features as well. So we'll see a little bit less traffic and foot traffic in some of the communities initially.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors
Align, NICMAP,
ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton CapTel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Solinity, and produced by Solinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. An awesome day, day one here at Leading Age in Boston. Did I get that right? Did I say that right?
It sounds good.
I'm from Texas, so we don't have that accent down there. We have a great friend and a great guest on today. One of our premier sponsors with Align, we have Ashley Lusinger. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
We are excited to see you, and we are excited about this day. You got to Boston this weekend, right? You guys have been doing a little entertaining, some sports, right? It's been fun.
I have, yeah. Been to a football game already, had some good food.
You're ready.
Great. I'm ready. I'm ready for a great week.
Okay. Well, we are too. You know, we have been friends with the Align crew. There's been so much that has transpired over the past couple of years. Y'all have dominated, and there's been a lot of changes with acquisitions and new leadership. Some new energy. We would love to know kind of what is the vibe in the company right now?
I think that with all the new changes, we just had some really exciting new energy. We have a new CEO. We have a new chief customer officer. With that, we've changed our mission to elevate aging, which we're really excited to realign, position ourselves, and kind of we've seen a culture shift to more alignment amongst all of our teams working together to the common goal of elevating aging.
Well, Ashley, this term that you said, elevate aging, what exactly does that mean to you guys?
Elevating aging, I think, is, like I mentioned, it's kind of just the restructure of the mission, right? Because we do what we do so that our end users of our software can provide better care, can provide better service to the residents and the families of the senior living communities that we support.
So with all of these changes, it looks like you guys have really done some strategic planning and strategic thinking. We know that your customer is your big focus and you have a new advisory board. How is that impacting your relationship with your customers currently?
So I think we've also redefined how we are moving forward with our product roadmap. So bringing in the customer advisory board has really been crucial, so that we're not just creating our product roadmaps for our customers, it's really now with our customers. So we're really able to better hear what's needed to help elevate aging in the communities.
So what's the composition of that look like when you say a customer advisory board? What does that practically look like? What do they do and how often do they meet? What's the composition of the team?
Absolutely. So it's a mixture of many of our current customers and also some of our new prospects that are a part of the customer advisory board. They do meet, I believe, once a quarter and to kind of review some of the roadmaps, review some roadblocks, and just kind of proactively communicate to work together to drive the roadmaps and everything.
It's awesome.
AI and technology, you know, there's a gigantic future in senior housing. Let's talk about this idea of zero-click discovery. Explain that to us.
Absolutely. So this is, you know, kind of a new, it's new to me as well. But when you think about anything you Google search, right, it automatically you have the AI summary of what you're looking for. You know, that's me, you, I know my mom does it for pretty much everything, which means we have to believe that people who are looking for a place in a community are getting a lot of their discovery done without even hitting the web pages of any community. So that means that by the time that they are coming to the website, filling out that initial web inquiry, we might be seeing less of those. So how do we really capture those leads that we are getting and move them forward in the process?
So how is that? I mean, so we use the term prospect journey. I'm assuming that's a real big deal for you all in trying to make that easier, less of a journey, let's say. But how is that changing the prospect journey?
I mean, we're seeing less leads coming in the funnel. So, of course, you want to make sure that the quality of lead that you do receive is good and that we're spending time and we're really able to immerse ourselves in the leads that are coming through. I think that it means that all the information about the communities that are on the internet, it needs to be positive and right there in the forefront when the AI summary is coming up. We really want to see the best things about each of the communities.
Well, and I'm assuming because of all the AI developments and things like that, it's in some ways probably helping the consumer, but it means that us as providers have to be a lot more savvy, right?
Yeah.
100%. And I think as it continues to develop too, we'll see that the consumer be more comfortable using AI and some of those features as well. So you will see a little bit less traffic and foot traffic in some of the communities initially.
And obviously that's going to be transforming how CRMs are even used from a provider, from a community standpoint. And so let's talk about system of recommendation. How are you changing or at least challenging that right now?
As soon as we get someone who does come into the CRM through whatever medium, right, it's important that we are spending time with the prospects that are most likely to convert. Obviously, all prospects deserve, personal attention. However, it's really important not just to have a system of record, right? It's important to have the technology work for the consumer, that our end users are excited to use the platform, that they are getting appropriate next steps for those potential residents that are more likely to move in. So the CRM, we have some exciting releases with AI and recommended next steps that really help drive the sales counselor journey to highlight individuals who may, have a higher likelihood or do have a higher likelihood of converting. So really putting those at the forefront of the attention so that we can follow up with them as soon as possible.
Well, and I'm assuming, a lot of that, obviously it's helping the consumer's journey. It's helping the sales teams, the community teams work more efficiently, but I'm assuming both of those together are really impacting the bottom line of the operators that you're partnering with. I'm assuming that's a big deal right now when everybody's looking to control cost, operate more efficiently. That's probably a big talking point for you all.
Absolutely. I think it's, obviously, as at the end of the day, all these communities are businesses, and increasing as much of that margin as we can, I think that's one of the ways that we measure success within a line is, supporting the operator journey as well. But I think really what some of the AI features and stuff in the CRM are allowing our sales counselors to be able to do is to be more proactive in their selling. Now, because we have a system that's doing some of the following up, we have a feature called Align Connect, which basically drives the call outs, drives some of those text messages that are typically your sales counselor would be behind the desk doing. Now, people have more time to get out in the community, make those connections, connect with the residents who are going to come in as independent living, live in the community for longer. And that's where you're really seeing that ROI is like the longevity of stay.
Yeah. Well, and so you all have aligned so many. Do you see what I did there? Aligned so many.
Well,
that was pretty cool. I didn't even mean to do that. That was good. So many products and services together. We could spend a lot of time talking about each one. There's so many growth things going on. What do you find personally most excited that you're involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't know, a little personal background about me. So before I got into the technology space, I was an occupational therapist. And so I used to work in a community. I've worked in skilled nursing, and I've always felt really passionate about the delivery of care. Obviously, at the end of the day, that is all these departments work together, to assist the resident in the aging journey. We're shooting for the longevity. So I am really more fired up and passionate as ever just with, the new mission statement, Elevating Aging. I think that really resonates with why I wanted to go into technology. I just saw that there was a huge opportunity to make life easier for people who are still have those boots on the ground, who are still providing the daily care to the residents, who are providing the service. And I think working for a technology provider that touches so many parts of the resident life, it's just really exciting to see how the technology can really enhance that care delivery.
Yeah. Well, and Lucas, speaking of exciting and a lot going on in technology, Our listeners may have heard the buzz behind us here at Leading Age. It is intensifying as we're kicking this off with Ashley and Align. Just a minute ago, I was actually greeted by a robot around the corner. That was kind of interesting. My first time at Leading Age greeted by a robot. So that was pretty interesting. Lucas, we're blessed to have partners like this to bring such great information and resources to our listeners.
It is. It really is. And technology is something that is dominates our conversations in senior living right now, and has been for the past year, a couple of years or so. And so, to round out our conversation, a final thought on, you know, sometimes it can be challenging for operators and providers to think like, how do I adopt all of this new technology? Where do I even begin? Yes, we have our CRM, we've been using that, but clearly there's a lot more options out there. What is your recommendation for adoption of these new technologies?
I guess I have a few recommendations, but I would say it's really important to not just have leadership buy-in, but to have buy-in from the organization. So generate excitement about the new technology, and also having the resources in place in order to implement, because, you know, with any change, we can, you know, there can be a little chaos. And so how do we mitigate the chaos, get people excited about the software? Because if there's no excitement, there might not be use, and then you're not really able to see all that data and maybe solve for the problems that you were hoping to solve. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, Ashley, thanks for taking time. Your team is so busy here meeting with individuals. We couldn't do what we do, Lucas, without partners like Align helping us bring information, education that influences our industry.
It's a lot of fun, and it's going to be another great day here. Ashley, thanks for your time today.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for having me. This was delightful.
Lot of fun. And for our listeners that want to learn more about Ashley and Align, you can go to the show notes, hit those links down there, go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.